Chapter 3. Anne Gets Into Trouble. Anne had been at Green Gables only a short while before she got into mischief. "It's time Anne was in to do her sewing," Marilla said to herself. She called out to Anne, who was standing out in the sunny August afternoon talking with Matthew. Anne came flying in from the yard, eyes shining, cheeks flushed slightly pink.
"Oh, Marilla," Anne said breathlessly, "there's going to be a church picnic next Wednesday right near the Lake of Shining Waters. Mrs. Rachel Lynde is going to make ice cream. Ice cream! Can you believe it? Can I go to it?"
"Yes, of course you can go. I couldn't refuse to let you go when all the other little girls are going. I'll even prepare some baking."
"Oh, Marilla, you are so kind to me."
Anne threw herself into Marilla's arms and kissed her thin cheek.
"Oh, I do hope it will be fine next Wednesday. I couldn't stand the disappointment if anything happened to prevent me from getting to the picnic. I have never tasted ice cream, only in my imagination."
On Sunday after church, Anne was still chatting excitedly about the picnic. "You set your heart too much on things, Anne," said Marilla with a sigh. "I'm afraid there'll be a great many disappointments in store for you throughout life."
"Oh, Marilla, looking forward to things is half the pleasure of them," claimed Anne. "You may not get the things themselves, but nothing can prevent you from having the fun of looking forward to them."
Marilla had worn her round amethyst brooch to church that day as usual. That brooch was her most treasured possession, a family heirloom. Anne had been in love when she first saw it and declared that the purple stones were the souls of good violets. On the Tuesday evening before the picnic, Marilla came down from her room with a troubled face. Anne was shelling peas by the table.
"Anne," said Marilla in a worried tone, "have you seen my brooch? I thought I put it on the table in my bedroom when I came home from church on Sunday evening, but I can't find it anywhere."
I saw it this afternoon when you were out today," said Anne a little slowly. "I was passing your door when I saw it on the table, so I went in to admire it."
"Did you touch it?" said Marilla sternly.
"Yes," admitted Anne. "I picked it up, and I pinned it on my chest just to see how it would look, just for a minute. Then I put it back on the table, but I see now that it was wrong, and I'll never do it again. That's one good thing about me. I never do the same naughty thing twice."
Marilla went up and checked her room once more. There was no brooch to be seen. Anne took it for her play-acting and dropped it, Marilla thought. Convinced that Anne was lying, Marilla went back to the kitchen and sent Anne to her room. "You'll not go to the picnic or anywhere else until you've confessed, Anne," Marilla said angrily as she went outside to milk the cows. Anne, incredibly upset, cried herself to sleep that night. When Anne awoke the next day, the Wednesday of the picnic, she jumped out of bed, looked out of her window, and was met with a cloudless blue sky. Because it was a perfect day for a picnic, she decided then and there to confess. She quickly dressed and went down to the kitchen.
"Marilla, I need to tell you something. I took the brooch," she said without emotion. "I wore it outside and pretended I was a princess. It fell off my dress near the Lake of Shining Waters, and I lost it. And that's the best I can do at confessing, Marilla."
Marilla felt hot anger boiling inside of her. "Anne, this is terrible," she said, trying not to raise her voice. "You are a very bad girl."
"Yes, I suppose I am," agreed Anne. "And I know I'll have to be punished. Won't you please do it quickly? I'd like to go to the picnic this afternoon with nothing on my mind."
Marilla tried to contain her temper. She informed Anne that she would not be going to any picnic. That was her punishment.
"But you promised me I could," Anne cried. "Oh, Marilla, I must go to the picnic today. That's why I confessed. Punish me any way you like, but that. Think of the ice cream. It may be my only chance in my whole life to taste ice cream."
Anne then ran upstairs and threw herself down on the bed, sobbing her little heart out. Anne's cries were heartbreaking. Marilla thought of ways to distract herself from crying and remembered that she had to fix a small hole in her best black shawl. As she fetched it from her trunk, her brooch fell from the shawl onto the floor. She instantly remembered she had put the brooch on the shawl on Sunday and forgotten to remove it. Realizing her mistake, she took the brooch and went to Anne, who was sitting sadly by the window of her bedroom. "Anne Shirley," said Marilla seriously, "I've just found my brooch on my black shawl. Why did you lie to me about losing it?"
"Why, you said you'd keep me here until I confessed," returned Anne. "And so I decided to confess, even though I didn't take the brooch, so I could go to the picnic."
"I shouldn't have doubted your word when I've never known you to lie. Of course, it wasn't right for you to confess to a thing you hadn't done. So if you'll forgive me, Anne, I'll forgive you. Now hurry and get ready for the picnic," Marilla said with a smile.
Anne flew up like a rocket. "Oh, Marilla," she said loudly. 5 minutes ago I was so sad I was wishing I'd never been born, and now I wouldn't change places with an angel."
Marilla went downstairs to wrap up some baking for Anne while Anne splashed water on her face and tidied her hair. It was a special day, and she wanted to look nice. Then Anne ran downstairs and out the door, picking up her package of treats for the picnic on the way. Anne returned home that evening very tired, but with a spring in her step. Matthew and Marilla were waiting for her in the kitchen, eager to hear about her day.
"Oh, it was so exciting, magical even," Anne said happily. "We played games and ate far too many sweets. I made some new friends, and do you know what the best part of the day was? I ate ice cream. It was heavenly, and it tasted so much better than in my imagination."